following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Golic, you know how you've always given me a hard time about my taste for fusion cuisine?
Yeah?
Well, you're about to change your tune.
We've already got like a million different countries' foods to choose from. Why do you need to fusion them?
Look, I'm not getting into that right now. I just wanted to share with you that I've got a fusion food you cannot say no to.
I'm going
to
tell you, my hand is hovering over the no button.
How about fusing bacon into a burger?
Ooh, now I'm listening.
Johnsonville has taken the flavors you obviously love way too much and used them to create a third of a pound gourmet burger. They're Johnsonville grillers. They come in great flavors like cheddar and bacon, Swiss and mushroom.
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me bacon and cheese in a burger? Yeah, I think I could do this.
Yeah, so now you agree with me. Fusion cooking is a good idea.
No, Johnsonville grillers are a good idea. Seaweed lasagna, well, I'm going to tell you, that's pretty stupid.
Go to Johnsonville.com to read more about Johnsonville grillers served with pride since 1945. That's Johnsonville.com.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, live at Cunningham's. We're in the loft this year for our Husker lunches. Same place, just going upstairs to catch the loft here. And, of course, Cunningham's Journal, the loft and courtyard, your place to watch Husker football, watch the NFL, which kicks off tomorrow night, and enjoy your favorite meal. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star. Okay, you got questions about Wyoming? You're in panic mode? You're not in panic mode? You're not sure if you're in panic mode? This is the day to find out. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will be here on hand. He'll join us at the very end of the show. As always, that routine will be the same. And then from 12 to about 1 o'clock, he'll talk about the Wyoming game, what he saw in fall camp. Of course, his first one, usually a little bit more to talk about because you can go back to spring, summer, and fall camp here. And then a preview of Southern Miss. And I think the headline, Randy, that everyone's going to catch today is that Southern Miss has a quarterback comparable to Brett Smith of Wyoming because he's a transfer in, trying to get some playing time. But Southern Miss, I don't think, has near the cogs around them that Wyoming had. But yet, just enough to make Husker fans, probably coaches, a little twitchy.
And it also gives you the opportunity to fix some of those problems he had earlier in terms of dealing with that quality quarterback. But I don't think the receiving corps is good. And really that offensive line for Wyoming and the way the game was called allowed Wyoming to provide some pretty good coverage to their quarterback as well. Yeah, I'm not one of those ready to hit the panic button with the Nebraska defense just yet. We kind of knew that the defense was going to be kind of a work in progress and they're not going to be a finished product after 1 week. So I'm not exactly in panic mode, but it was a little disappointing with what the defense did, and Sip will be able to give us some input about how the coaches feel that it went and what kind of adjustments we can kind of see between week one and week two.
Well, coming up, we do have a jam-packed show today. Not only is Steve Sip from the Lincoln Journal Star going to join us, but we'll have our Loper Link with UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires. They open their season this weekend. They are ranked third in the country. We'll talk with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report as they are ready to get everybody on the field. All of A and B and a handful of C and D schools got things going last week, but we will have everybody getting game one in by now. And of course, as we said, the NFL kicks its season off tomorrow night with the world champion Baltimore Ravens in Denver to take on the Broncos right here on ESPN Radio. Then a full slate of games Sunday, and of course, the double dip on Monday night, Randy. And the second of those games have the Houston Texans traveling to San Diego to take on a Chargers team that not very many people are giving a whole heck of a lot of props to. And we are pleased to welcome to start off the Doug and Daddy Show from our Husker Lunch, former Cozad Haymaker and Husker Jared Crick, who is looking to see a lot of time, not only this season, but in opening night. And he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, Crick, what's going on, man?
Not too much. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for taking a couple of minutes out here. I'll tell you what, we had to wait quite a while because after the Jared Crick show aired, it took me a long time to get my job back. I just want you to know that.
No, it's you know how it happens. It just goes part of the fallout, I guess.
Well, let's talk about it. Fall camp has come to an end. The 53-man roster is set. Looks like you guys kind of kept on some guys that not a whole lot of folks knew about. Four or five undrafted free agents are on your football team. Take us through how fall camp has went, especially from your perspective.
I thought it was a good fall camp, you know, not only for myself, but for the team. Like you say, a lot of free agent guys, you know, linked on, and, you know, we're happy for them. It's always good to see, you know, guys like that come in, work, and prove their worth, and, you know, eventually end up, you know, making a career in the NFL. So we're excited with the group that we got. And like you said, we go to San Diego for Monday night, and we're pretty excited about it.
And Jared, how was it for you? I mean, as a rookie, you're just hoping to get in that first year a year ago. Did you feel more comfortable? Was it a different experience for you being in camp this year as a second year player versus being a rookie?
Oh, without question. You know, that's just the same for everybody, you know, coming out of the rookie year. You make the most improvement going from rookie year to your second year. And I feel I've done that. And, you know, I thought I had a great year last year playing under two Pro Bowl players. You know, it was a good situation for me to get in and learn the ropes. And, you know, coming into this year, especially with Antonio's suspension for the first game of the season, giving me an opportunity to go in and play a lot of snaps in the first game. So my confidence is, you know, shot up, you know, tremendously, and I'm very excited to get out there and, you know, contribute for the team.
Jared, can we officially call you a starter on Monday night?
I don't know. It's all up to, you know, coaches. I'm in line too, but, you know, as far as it goes, when Antonio gets back, he'll get a spot back. So right now I'm just kind of filling in.
What about that whole fiasco that kind of led to this? Incognito, one of those guys that usually is the instigator. Give me a little bit of it behind the scenes. Everybody okay with it now, or is there still a score to be settled?
You know, Incognito and Antonio, they go way back. Everybody knows that Incognito's from Nebraska, and Antonio, he went to school at Oklahoma State. And I guess that's when it started. It's kind of been a running feud. Every year that they see each other, there's always something going on. So just one of those deals where tempers, you know, got the best of them. And, you know, unfortunately, Antonio got a 3-game suspension. But, you know, that's football sometimes, and you just got to roll with the punches. And we got the guys on the depth on the defensive line to fill in nicely and to, you know, fill that void.
A lot of the so-called experts a year ago, Jared, kind of talked about the Texans being a Super Bowl team. I think kind of the flavor of the week that now is kind of the Indianapolis Colts. Is that a better situation to be in where you're expected to make the playoffs but not seen as being the team, or would you guys rather have that pressure that you had last year?
Honestly, you know, I don't think anybody really pays attention to what other people think. We know as long as we go out and play our style of football, you know, we're going to be able to become a, you know, potential Super Bowl, you know, champ if you know, things work out that way. You know, as far as everybody else, you know, a lot of AFC South teams put a lot of money in this offseason to upgrade their rosters. So it's going to be fun going in and playing these new these teams with new rosters, stuff like that. But you know, as far as, you know, what people want to say about us, we want to be respected, and you know, that's the bottom line. It doesn't matter if people think we should be in the Super Bowl or we're just a good team. As long as we have people's respect, that's all that matters.
We're chatting with Houston Texans' Jared Crick here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, you to Randy Bushcutter with you from our Husker Lunch. Jared, that's kind of the question I'm intrigued about here because I want to know how good this football team is. What's the difference between this year's team and last year's team? Is there one or two main things? Are better, worse, different?
I think we upgraded in some spots. We got Ed Reed. Got Greg Jones, two veteran players who've done a lot in this league. Of course, we lost a couple guys last year, but, you know, that's what we got the young guys filling in. We lost Connor Barwin to free agency this year. But, you know, we had a rookie with me last year, Whitney Merciless, our first-round pick, who's going to step into his position. And he's been hurt for a lot of camp, but, he has potential to be great. And, you know, having Ed Reed back there in the secondary already, he's proven his worth and just the knowledge of football alone. He hasn't been able to really participate too much with his hip and all, but just having a player like Ed Reed in your secondary, you know, having a guy like Tush who just re-signed, and of course, you know, guys like JJ and Antonio up front, makes us a very formidable unit up front and in the defense as a whole. So it's going to be exciting for us. Most of the offense is back, so you know, we're hoping everybody stays healthy, and if that's the case, we're going to have a really good team this year.
A lot of respect for the defense for the Texans before the signing of Ed Reed. Now, he comes along, has some Super Bowl experience, you know, a future Hall of Famer. As you mentioned, kind of a little bit banged up, and obviously his physical skills are still very outstanding. But what else does he bring? You kind of mentioned his football knowledge. How can he give you football knowledge from a safety position when you're playing on the defensive line?
Being, 13 years in the league, he's seen it all. So, just having him back there, knowing what's going on at all times, it definitely not only helps us up front, even though, you know, the communication between safeties and defensive linemen, there's kind of non-existent from the games. But, you know, when we're in the film room, he kind of gives, you know, stuff to watch and tendencies and stuff like that because he's seen, you know, every team in the league and, you know, all the offensive coordinators, what they run, all the offensive, you know, personnel, that kind of thing. Just having that experience in the league, he knows what to expect and knows what to look for when we watch film. So it helps, you know, for young guys like us to kind of, who are still learning the ropes about tendencies and stuff like that in the league, helps us out, you know, tremendously. So, and you know, for the young DBs on our squad, you know, it's been a huge asset to them and, you know, just kind of giving him everything he's got to help them out. So having him, you know, when he comes back physically, he's going to be the same old Ed Reed that everybody sees every Sunday. And but it's the, you know, the behind the scenes stuff that makes Ed Reed the player he is.
Hey, Jared Crick, just with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The big story today was that your linebacker Brian Cushing signs an extension. What's he bring to the team for you?
He's our leader. Not only does he bring a physical presence at the linebacker position, he's our defensive captain, and we run as he runs. So if he's playing at a high octane level, then you know the whole defense is, and it's awesome. You know, have your starting linebacker, your Mike back, and we missed him a lot last year, but now that he's back, he's 100% healthy. It's going to be it's going to add another dimension to our defense, which is going to make us it's a lot tougher to beat.
You guys come up to Kansas City on October the 20th. How many tickets have been requested already?
So far, just for the parents, I don't think too many people really follow the Texan schedule, so I don't think a lot of people, friends and family, really know that we're going to be in Kansas City on that time. So I'm sure when the time draws near, I'll probably get a lot more people wanting a ticket.
Obviously, you study a lot of film with yourself. You're studying film with the Chargers and what they like to do and all that. With all that film study, do you find it hard to just sit at home and watch college football? I know you sent out a tweet during the Nebraska-Wyoming game the other night. Do you find it hard to watch that, or you still enjoy kind of as a fan watching football?
I watch Nebraska regardless. I don't really watch the rest of college football unless it's like a huge game that's, you know, nationally televised, stuff like that. But like you say, just watching so much football as my job, it's kind of monotonous watching it, you know, on the TV. I don't really like watch a whole lot of NFL. You know, when we get done playing, there's always the Sunday night games or the Monday night game. I don't really pay too much attention to that because, you know, I'm going to see that game, the next practice anyway. So, it gets a little monotonous at times, but at the same time, like this Saturday, we had a day off, so it was kind of nice to see the young guys get after it and, you know, watch the old alma mater barely pull it out. You know, it's all fun, but, you know, it's, like I said before, it gets a little monotonous, but at the same time, it's kind of enjoying.
What did you think of the game, Jared?
You know, it was the first game, so you can't, you know, predict their whole season right off that. But I thought, you know, there was a lot of things that they need to shore up. And, you know, offensively and defensively, they had struggles. But I guess you got to give Wyoming their credit. That quarterback, he's a pretty good quarterback. And, you know, from what I heard, he was, what, fourth in the nation in passing or something last year. So Wyoming's not a team that you can just shrug off. So, you know, I would have liked to saw it better, but at the same token, I'm still optimistic about this year. They got a young group, which means, you know, they got a lot of learning to do, and I think this first game was kind of a good trial by fire, and, you know, hopefully they learn a lot from it and have a little better showing this next week.
I've been looking all over, man. I'm still looking for my Jared Crick jersey. You got any insight for me?
I'm working on it. they're just finally starting to crank them out. So once I get a hand hold of my own, I'll get you one.
Well, you're trying to make a little bit of a name for yourself. I noticed with your Twitter handle that you are a man and his beard. I mean, you're kind of really up in your game when it comes to the facial hair department. Is that to make it, you know, so your jerseys are more noteworthy as well?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, the beard is kind of a laziness thing. Now that we got James Harden in Houston, you know, people are more, you know, into his beard than mine. Mine was just kind of a spur-of-the-moment deal. But, you know, a lot of people are really starting to take hold of it, and that's how they recognize me is, you know, his guy with the beard. And even though he's trimmed it down and stuff like that, that's the guy. So, I don't know, 93 or the beard, I guess, however they want to recognize me, is, you know, their choice.
That beard wasn't spur of the moment. That takes a little time.
I was going to say, did you grow that or did you paste that on? I'm looking at it right now, Crickster. What? How long did it take to grow that thing?
It was about, I started in the beginning of January, and I didn't trim it up until about June something. So that was six quality months right there. But the training camp and all, it was 100 degrees every day of camp. So I had to trim it down a little, stay cool, keep myself from passing out.
Well, that is quite the thatch you got going there on the face there, big fella. And as we say, it's all marketing, so it doesn't matter. Step up, play great football, and we look forward to seeing you on Monday Night Football, Jared. Thanks so much for giving us time, as always, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck, buddy.
I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Jared.
He's the best. Jared Crick with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Cunningham's with the Law for our Husker lunch. He knows what he saw on Saturday from the Huskers, and
yeah.
He knows what he's seeing in Houston. He's going to get a chance, and that's the key. He's going to get a chance to play a couple games. He knows when his teammate comes back from suspension, he's going to go back to the backup role. He's behind two incredibly talented. I mean, you got J.J. Watt out there and Brown, the suspended player. He's going to have some great chances.
Yeah, and again, you got to make the most of those opportunities when you're in camp. And now he's going to be able to do it as a starter. You know, he's going to be able to go out there and get a fair number of snaps. 22 tackles last year as a rookie is a solid rookie year. And he's kind of established himself already. And again, if you can kind of get in there, give those guys a little bit of breather, not necessarily every down, but you can get out, you can get your fair number of snaps out there, because you got to worry about depth in the NFL as well.
Well, we always appreciate catching up with Jared Crick. Joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, Monday Night Football, they will be taking on San Diego, and we'll have that here for you on ESPN Radio. We invite you to join us here at Cunningham's, changing it up just a little bit. We're upstairs this year for the Husker lunch in the loft, and they will have a barbecue buffet. You don't have to worry about ordering off the menu if you don't want to. Smoked brisket, smoked pork, smoked chicken, fire-braised barbecue ribs. Already saw Yusuf working on those. Potato salad for only $8.99. I mean, maybe you're a Wyoming Cowboy fan. You can't get lunch for $8.99. Come up and listen to some Husker Talk today with Steve Sipple, and we will feed you the barbecue buffet for $8.99 here at Cunningham's. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, and we'll get into our Loper link with Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires. We've got Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report, and then Steve Sipple joins us at the end of the show. I don't know. It was Jared Crick. It's all downhill from here.
Yeah. Squires, we start at the top.
Squires knows it. We'll be back after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires, get $100 in Shop Your Way points, and we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care, hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms, available at shopyourway.com. See store for details.
Membership streamlines business expenses.
At WaggleWorks, we help build animatronics for theme parks around the country. When we're on the road, we rack up a ton of expenses, but we're never weighed down with receipts.
Introducing Receipt Match on business cards from American Express Open. Just shoot your receipts with your smartphone, and they're matched up with your charges on your online statement.
I'm John Kaplan, and I'm a member of a synchronized world.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does. Learn more at open.com. Terms and limitations apply.
More exciting high school football action comes your way this Friday night on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will host Ord. On ESPN 1550, Hastings St. Cecilia will host Centennial. Hastings High is at Granada Northwest on 1230 KHAS. On the Breeze 94.5, number one Giltner will host Brooding Davenport Shickley. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Axtell is at Pleasanton. More high school football Friday right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Throughout today, we're going to be seeing partly cloudy skies with isolated showers and storms, southeast winds and highs in the low 90s, partly cloudy tonight with an isolated storm, lows in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 70.
And Daddy Show rolls on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Cunningham's in the Loft. Come on up and join us as we get closer to noon for our Big Red Lunch, brought to you by Home Federal Bank, Gary Michaels Clothiers, and of course, our guests here at Cunningham's, where we are every single Wednesday during the college football season. So join us for that. And of course, even when the Husker Lunch isn't going on, there's entertainment every Wednesday night from the house band, 6 to 9. And this weekend is the magnificent Bang Bangs from KC, Friday and Saturday. Always great entertainment. Watch all of the football, watch the baseball, watch the sports, and they are your NFL headquarters in 2013. Watch your favorite NFL teams and fantasy players in action on any of their great televisions. Enjoy great food and fun here at Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, as the volleyball season ready to get underway. For the high school teams tomorrow, Huskers already underway. Hastings already underway. They've got Concordia to open conference play tonight. But the Lopers, they've been loping around. Coach Squires needed more practice time, so they're going to wait till this weekend.
Yeah, you got to fine-tune everything, especially since we're running into a few injuries. There's unfortunately a little bit of that we're going to have to be dealing with for the Lopers.
Well, it's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons. They have the loans. See Russ Smith today, and Coach Squires joins us here. A couple of weeks ago, you had like three practices under your belt. Last week we saw you at the fall sports preview up at the Kearney Country Club as part of the Loper Link, and now you're just a couple of days away from opening the season. How's your demeanor?
Well, it's about normal for this time of year.
He didn't say good nor bad. He just said normal.
I guess. You know, I think any coach, as you get a little closer to game day and it's the real deal, you know, you kind of narrow your focus a little bit, and you know, I don't know if edgy is the word, but you know, we're excited to play, and it's that time of year when you want to really see how some of these players perform under real conditions and in actual game-like situations. So, I think we're ready, and we are a little beat up, but fortunately we've got some young players who have made some progress. And so one way or another, I think we'll have a chance to put a competitive group out there.
Let's talk a little bit about those injuries. We've known for some time Katie Sokolowski with a bruised heel was going to be kind of unavailable for you. But you told us before we got on the air that MJ Massenet is probably not going to be available for some time either.
Yeah, I mean, it's very unfortunate that, we have two of our core players who have a great deal of experience who are going to be out yet for maybe a couple of weeks or so yet. I guess it depends who you talk to. If you talk to them, they'll tell you they're going to play, this weekend or next. But I think realistically, Katie's situation ended up being kind of a hairline fracture or something of her heel. And so realistically there, we're looking at least a couple of weeks yet. And then MJ came down on somebody's foot in practice and rolled the ankle. And so we're probably looking at a couple of weeks for her. So between the two of them, that's a lot of experience. As I was kind of looking back to last year at this tournament, I think we're only putting two players on the floor on Friday who played in this tournament last year. Now, that factors in that Ashley Leitner didn't play in the tournament last year, and so she will this year. And she's a senior with a ton of experience, and she's looked very strong so far. But it's a new team. I mean, new setter and just a couple of players from last year's group as we entered the Fall Classic. And fortunately, they're talented, but until they're out there and have been tested, I guess it remains to be seen what they're going to do.
Talking with Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at UNK, when we kind of chatted a couple of weeks ago about preseason, you're trying to replace Rose at the setter position. You thought you were okay there, but anytime you're putting in a new quarterback of your volleyball team, the knees knock out. How's that been going?
It's gone really well. Aaron Seeley came in to camp in really good shape. It looked like she had done a lot over the summer. She touched the ball. I mean, she's still just a sophomore, and sometimes we forget that. But, inside of a couple of days, it looked like she had taken command of the offense. And especially over the weekend, we had a chance to scrimmage our alumni, which was a group that had five All-Americans on their side, and including a few who were recent grads. And, I really thought we might have some trouble with them. And then an RMAC school came over and we played them both Friday and Saturday. So Aaron Seeley was tremendous. I mean, she was as good as we could have hoped for. She made plays from the setter position as far as delivering the ball, made good decisions. She's always been a strong server. She's deceptively good at the net. She's only 5'9", but she's really athletic, and she can go up and attack and gets a lot of block touches. So, it looks like that position is going to continue to be a strength for us, and it's going to need to be, especially since we're just going to have maybe a couple of veterans out there as far as hitters go. And, we feel good about that at this point.
Are you going to have younger hitters then? I mean, I know you have eight freshmen on your roster that have kind of made the team. Are they some of the young ones going to be the ones stepping up there?
I think we're going to see a couple of them out there. We have two seniors in Ellie Pesavento and Ashley Leitner who are going to have to carry a pretty heavy load on offense. But, after that, there are a couple of freshmen. We've got two freshman middles who I think might factor in, and Bailey Sokolowski and Katie Weber, who are both on their way to having great careers here at UNK, and they're both going to have to do some things early on. Annie Wolf is another one, a freshman out of Marion, who came in as a middle, but unbeknownst to us, she's a pretty good passer too, and so she might be playing some back row defensive specialist, maybe even libero if Liz McGowan is doing some hitting, and is also somebody we're kind of looking at on the right side, along with maybe Steph Brand, who might have to play a little bit more this year than she did last year. So, it will be some new faces out there. A few of them I would expect will be freshmen. And again, fortunately, they come from great programs. They're used to winning. They're a nice group of people. They've worked hard so far. And in a lot of ways, they're not typical freshmen. I mean, they're as college ready as you could ask them to be. But, it'd still be nice to get them some experience and see how they develop.
Rick Squires with us here for another couple seconds on the Doug and Daddy Show. Open up with the Fall Classic. It's not just Loper volleyball. There's everybody playing everybody Friday and Saturday. And since you already talked about the Central Catholic connection of Brandon McGowan. I'll go on to the competition this weekend. Who's kind of the cream of the crop, and what are you looking to get done here?
You know, I think most of the teams we're going to play are in a similar boat. A couple of them have new coaches. They're kind of trying to establish or reestablish their programs. We opened with William Jewell, who was just a game or two under 500 last year, but I noticed they did go four sets with Washburn late in the year, and I think they returned most everybody, but they do have a new coach, and you know, probably don't know a darn thing about what they're going to do other than I think they're a little bit dangerous. You know, Shadron is always, you know, scrappy and competitive and sure doesn't like us much, so I'm sure they'll fight us tooth and nail. I think Black Hills might have, you know, on paper, the most talent. They've got a Creighton transfer who I think has got to be about a senior by now. If not, she's got to be getting close. And you know, they played some people in the RMAC very tough last year. So I think personnel-wise, they've got some people who will create problems for us. But there'll be a lot of unknowns, too. We're not even completely sure who we're going to put out there yet. So we'll worry about what we see on the other side here a little bit later.
Well, that leads me to the question I was going to ask, you know, with the injuries and then you're early in the year, you're kind of moving pieces around. You kind of mentioned Liz McGowan might actually do some hitting for you. What are some of the things you're thinking maybe you're doing a little bit different?
Well, I mean, that's going to be one thing that we have to make a determination on right away. Liz is a really good hitter for her size, and she hit all spring and gave all the Division I teams we played fits. And so we know she's a capable hitter. The big question there is, you know, who plays libero if she's hitting? So we can play her at libero and probably move Annie Wolf, or her at outside hitter and probably move Annie Wolf into the libero spot. But she's, you know, a true freshman that's carrying a pretty big load. We've also got a freshman in Kinsley Tikalski, who's a 6'2" outside coming to us from Lincoln, who we could play on the outside. She looked pretty good in the scrimmages. So that would allow us to play Liz in the libero spot. And we'll probably do a little bit of both of those things. We mentioned the three middles with Bailey and Katie Weber and Ellie Pesavento. And then on the right side, probably a mix of Steph Rand. And Kinsley is also a player who can move over and play on the right. I think we'll have the bases covered, but it might be, that we don't know exactly what's going to work best for us until we've had four or five matches. So that's why this tournament will be important for us.
You've also got Hastings coming up next Tuesday. We probably won't chat before then, but Hastings program is continuing to build a little bit. You guys, I guess, would be in the everything to lose category there, and Hastings has everything to gain. But talk about, again, just kind of continuing that rivalry.
Well, I mean, we always try to explain to our players every year that we do play somebody like Hastings, that this goes back way further than they probably are aware of, and that to a lot of people in town, this is a much bigger match than some of the other conference opponents that we play. I mean, that there's a bunch of history there. Hastings is definitely back in the top 20 type of program, and they're they've got a lot of good players on their roster, and they create a lot of problems for us. So it's, if nothing else, it's always a match of interest. And it will be really good volleyball with a lot of Nebraska players on the floor. So we'll have to be ready on Tuesday. It's a deal where the pressure's on us, and it's harder to be on our side of the net. But that's okay sometimes, and you have to be able to deal with that, just like the other scenario when maybe you're playing somebody better than you.
Last thing I have for you, because everybody wants to know a little bit about recruiting. We talked off air before we chatted here that – in C and D, there's a lot of area teams around here that are ranked in the Lincoln Journal Star. Omaha will come out with everybody tomorrow. Yeah. A and B will come out. How is the high school talent? Because you look at these rosters and you need some of that talent.
Yeah.
How's it looking right now?
Well, it's deep, that's for sure. I mean, when you look around in our part of the state and you see schools from this area just peppered all through the rankings in just about every class, that that there's going to be some outstanding high school volleyball played. And you know, we've said this not only in volleyball, but all the sports at UNK. We have our best years when there's a lot of not only Nebraska talent, but regional Nebraska talent on our rosters who are familiar with our programs. And so we look forward to seeing, all the rivalries in this area in all the classes all the way through November when they're playing state volleyball. So, it's that time of year. We're all excited to get things kicked off. And it looks like Nebraska volleyball at the high school and college levels is going to be every bit as good as it's always been.
All right, man. we wish you the best of luck this weekend and get the folks out. You get to start at home, so try and get out and catch some of the volleyball. Go to Lopers.com for all the information.
Yep. Appreciate you having me down here, and noon and 8 on Friday.
Good luck. Remember, 3 is the number. 35-3 last year. It's got to be less this year. They're already calling for it.
Thanks, guys.
That's Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at UNK. And, of course, tomorrow night, Loper football gets underway with Washburn. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. And that kickoff is at 6 o'clock. Bronson Marsh will be taking the snap. Story today in the Journal Star about the former Husker getting his first start. And one thing you got to remember, that the captain's name, 6 o'clock. I want to talk about that. Soccer is home Friday afternoon at 2, and then Sunday as well. They had their scrimmage last night. Cross country is going to have a little run through at Metal Arc Hills on Friday, so you can find out all that information at Lopers.com. But the one thing that was an interesting point, and Coach Morris said it yesterday here on the show, Randy, is that Bronson Marsh, is going to be a great quarterback, you would think, but it has been a while since he's actually taken a snap in live competition, a long while.
Yeah, and it takes a little while to work that rust off. You can try to simulate things in practice all you can, but there's nothing like being out there, and there will probably be a little bit of rust. But last year when they played Washburn down in Topeka, it didn't come down to really the quarterback play. It came down to a bad snap on special teams and one other play where actually, it was two bad snaps, one with an extra point field goal. It was a field goal, and the other one was with a punt, and it boils down to that. The point is that there's such a fine line of success and falling short in the MIAA that almost any mistake can kind of jump up and bite you. So a rusty start for a guy that hasn't played in competition in about 4 or 5 years, that can really kind of cost your program, and that's something that you certainly want to try to avoid.
And wear blue to the game tomorrow night. UNK encourages the fans to wear their Loper blue for the home opener tomorrow. And that is our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. When we come back, Bob Jensen is going to join us from Huskerland Prep Report. We're going to have a good time talking a little high school football, and we'll do it after this. From the Husker Lunch, join us at Cunningham. Steve Sipple will be here at the top of the hour. $8.99 barbecue buffet. You got chicken, you got brisket, you got pork, you got ribs. Oh, and they're eating it right in front of us. Let's take a long break. Back after this. Lumpy in the house.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. For a limited time, get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification, Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with... Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance. and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Throughout today, we're going to be seeing partly cloudy skies with isolated showers and storms, southeast winds and highs in the low 90s, partly cloudy tonight with an isolated storm, lows in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 70.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling on. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you from Cunningham's Journal, the loft and courtyard. This year we are upstairs in the loft. Come join us for the barbecue buffet, only $8.99. Get all the yummy, yummy food here as part of our Husker lunch. Smoked brisket, smoked pork, smoked chicken, fire-braised barbecue ribs, potato salad, something to drink. It's all there for just $8.99. Our Husker lunch, Steve Sipple, will be on hand at the top of the hour, looking back at Wyoming, Southern Miss, and answering all of your questions. By the way, Trent said Bronson Marsh did see some time versus Minnesota last season. As we were talking, it's been a long, long time since he's seen some real game action. That's correct. Thanks, Trent, for that. Farmers, now's the time to beat the heat with the best value purchase of a T&L pivot system. Experts are forecasting the continuation of some dry weather here for 2013. So finish strong by maximizing your production with the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. You can call Kyle Stewart of RNK Irrigation in Grand Island today and get T&L's proven hydraulic technology. It works, and it's easier on you for a lifetime.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
And Bob Jensen joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Wednesday, to talk high school football. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Bob, how are you? What do you think of week zero?
Well, first of all, thanks for, you know, letting me back on the old blowtorch here. Week zero, good to see us get going. There was, as there always is, some seemingly crazy results, but, you know, they could obviously turn out to be a whole lot less crazy than I thought here in a short while. But something, you know, there's one of the things you didn't want to be on opening week in a lot of quarters was the favorite, because that didn't work out so good for some people.
What was the biggest surprise that you saw, Bob?
Bush, I think the biggest surprise of the opening weekend was that I was perilously close to a Rocket Inn Pizza in beautiful downtown Indianola, Nebraska.
It's worth the trip, Bob.
It
is.
That alone, and I snuck in the McCook game while I was there. But beyond that, I don't know. It doesn't. I don't know if it's fair to call it a surprise. I think the margin certainly is. But Fullerton just hammered St. Francis, and you know, there's been talk in the coaching circles about look out for Fullerton. Look out for Fullerton. You know, Fullerton's been away from the spotlight for a while. They won a playoff game last year, and they beat a pretty good Lions team soundly. And I think that really resonated with a lot of people. And they had a good summer by all accounts, not just from within the program, but from without the program and outside the program. And you know, they beat the number two ranked team, last year's state runner up, and one of the perennial eight man powers by four touchdowns. And suddenly, you know, D2 looks a lot, well, not a lot different. It looks some different. Fullerton was the top 10 team, but that was a tremendous deal. And then in the bigger classes, one that definitely jumped out at me, again, not so much the win, but the amount of margin was, man, Millard West just laid it on Southeast. And I don't know the last time the Southeast, a good Southeast team, got beat like that. And, you know, obviously Millard West is going to have to be dealt with in short order. This week they get Millard North. We'll see how that goes.
Talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. And, you know, what you always kind of like to see is those teams that struggle finally getting over the hump. And there were at least two teams that broke long losing streaks, not necessarily from our area, but Walt Hill, Ainsworth, finally get back in a win column, and there may be a couple others, Bob.
Well, yeah, those are really significant things. Now, I'm a lot more familiar, I'll be honest, with the Ainsworth situation because I did talk to their head coach, a guy, but real interesting dude by the name of Wade Alberts. And Wade Alberts is one of those really accomplished professional people who moved away and then came back home. And when he came back home to raise his family and get connected with the community, well, in the interim, from the time he left Ainsworth in the mid-90s until today, he became a 9-time All-American runner and jumper at Westland. And then he also was part of the Olympic training staff for the 2008 and 2012 games. And anyway, he brought a whole lot different attitude to that program. You saw the first fruits of that, if you will, on opening week. They beat Gordon Rushville. Ainsworth isn't going to win state, and neither is Gordon Rushville. But, you know, you lose 29 in a row, and it's like Wade told me, those kids that are seniors had never won a varsity football game. And when you say that out loud, you know, your heart just hits the floor. And so, you know, things like that, I agree, dude. It is always great to see somebody get their turn. And for the moment, Ainsworth has got that.
Bob, when I take a look at the rankings and kind of where everybody's at, it looks like a great opportunity for a local team in Class C2 to kind of be right there. You know, Donovan Trumbull is going to be awfully solid this year. Sutton's going to be awfully tough. St. Cecilia, you know, until somebody puts them away, they're always going to be a contender. How do you see C2?
Well, I tell you, we rated Aquinas number one partly because, you know, they're going to be good, mostly because it's Aquinas. But if I had to put, say, your next paycheck on it, Bush. Donovan Trumbull has got what it takes. Donovan Trumbull has got what it takes. I want to repeat a statistic. Last year, Donovan Trumbull averaged 483 yards of offense a game. There are teams this year that won't gain 483 yards in a season, and they did it every week. Got to play some defense. Got to find a way to figure out how to win the tough games against the tough teams. But, you know, man, Donovan just has – they have the look. I have a lot of respect for what Coach Breckner has been able to accomplish there in building this program. We've been over this – this is kind of old territory a little bit, but Wilt Fong and Slough are two of the best players in C2. They're going to lead that offense. Sutton's got one of the other ones in Cole Wiseman, a quarterback. Trey Raymer, it's a good team that needs to make sure it can find an offensive line. Sutton's numbers aren't, you know, real robust at this point. Depth is a concern, as it is for everybody. And you're right, St. Cecilia, you know, I'm guilty. St. Cecilia gets overlooked some. You know, it's something, you know, talking to Coach Tesmer this summer. You know, he just said, it seems so strange to hear Coach Tesmer say this, but he said, you know, we got beat by some good teams. Because, you know, St. Cecilia is usually the one that's doing the beating. But, you know, there are good teams on that schedule. When you got Sutton and Donovan Trumbull, Blue Hill, those are all playoff teams, good teams, good programs. But, you know, St. Cecilia is St. Cecilia, and they're going to be back to the trough. And that district is just really crowded with really good teams.
Bob Jensen with us from Huskerland Prep Report. You can check him out at huskerlandpreps.com and, of course, subscribe to the weekly updates from Huskerland Preps. And let's get to this week's games here. We talked a little bit already about Adams Central and Cozad earlier in the season. That is going to be a Thursday night game, a big-time game, a top 10 type of football game. Then an interesting one right here as well. Kearney just didn't play well last week, and Norfolk did, although it was against North Platte, who is struggling. those are a couple of places to start off. Kearney Catholic opens their season. St. Cecilia, as we said, opens their season. What else sticks out to you, Bob?
Well, about that Kearney-Norfolk game, yeah, that is a fascinating deal. People from Kearney are pretty familiar with what went on last week. And, you know, to me, that's an upset. I think to most people, it's an upset. Kearney's been to the mountaintop. Pius has been too, but just, you know, Pius just feels like an overgrown Class B school. That could prove to be entirely different before the season is over. But regardless, Kearney did not win the ball game, and now they've got to figure out a really good veteran football team. You know, it's a pass-first offense they run. This kid, Taylor Reedy, we did a feature story on him in the Preview magazine. He's a really fascinating young man, but he's also really accomplished. He had nearly 3,800 yards passing in his first 2 years. And last week they just went nuts against North Platte. And, you know, sadly, North Platte just is not very good. But still, they had 56 points at halftime or some crazy thing like that. It's going to be a tough game for Kearney to win simply because of the style of football. Two reasons. The style of football that Norfolk plays is difficult to defend. It just is. Second of all, they've got a ton. There aren't very many schools that can say the programs that are as senior heavy as Norfolk is. They have kids, not only do they have a lot of seniors, a lot of 2 and 3 year starters. And that's going to be a problem for Kearney. It's tough to envision Kearney starting out 0-2, but it could happen.
In C1, there's going to be a tough matchup as well. Pierce and Boone Central, a couple of the favorites in C1. We're going to get a whole lot better idea what C1 looks like after Friday night.
Yeah, that's true, Bush. You know, you talk about C1 in general, and, you know, one of the toughest things about winning is those steps along the way. And in order to win it all, you've got to learn how to win along the way. And, you know, Lakeview last week outplayed Norfolk so badly in that first half. Norfolk Catholic in that first half had it was only, quote-unquote, only a 10-point game, but Lakeview was clearly in control and just couldn't answer the bell in the second half. They did get a late lead, but Norfolk Catholic came back and won that game. And, you know, Lakeview has got a lot of talent, but to get to that next step, they have got to find out a way to win a game like that. As far as Pierce and Boone go, you know, both those schools have done that. Both of those are state championship programs. Man, Boone is stacked. They have got – there's another program, and again, it's a rarity to be as deep as Boone Central is. A lot of those names you don't know, but it's only because they haven't had an opportunity yet. Boone's got some skill players back. A kid that's going to make a big difference for them is the Missouri kid, who people that are listening down around the Nelson area, the Missouri is a big name down there. He's going to step in at quarterback, and he's going to be a playmaker just like his brother was. Pierce has been doing it without a lot of star power the last few years. They don't have, you know, some of the big-time players that they have had in the past. But another kid that we talked to in the preseason that I just absolutely fell in love with is a kid named Charles Kruger. Charles is an offensive and defensive lineman. Coach Bramer up there says he's one of the all-time greats at Pierce. And if you're one of the all-time greats at Pierce, you're pretty great. So it'll be a great game. I don't know. I like Boone to win it. I think Pierce is going to be playing a lot of underclassmen. I think that junior class is one they're counting on. And I think that maybe Boone gets that one.
Just another minute here with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. We're at our Husker lunch here at Cunningham's. Come and join us. Steve Sipple on hand to talk a little Husker football over lunch. Got a barbecue buffet, which I know Bobby would just love to be here for some brisket, pork, chicken, ribs, and all of the above. But let's take a quick look at 8-man as well. Obviously, maybe the biggest game in the area will be Giltner hosting Bruning Davenport Schickley. I'll be interested to see how the Amherst-Loomis game pops out there. What else catches your eye, Bob?
All right, well, real quick, Giltner BDS, I'm just glad this game gets played. Those schools are not located directly next to each other, but they're both powerhouses in different classes. It's nice to see them on the same field. I think, you know, we've got Giltner number one. I think they're going to find a way to win that game. But BDS could be one of those teams that makes the Final Four in D1. And as far as the the other games in the area. Something I want to mention just real quick is our boy Kevin Malberg does not get enough love. I think that goes without saying. He won number 198 last week, beating Med Valley 34-28. Big win for that program. Medicine Valley is not the 10-win team that it was last year, but the Pirates have needed something like that for a while, and they got it last Friday.
Well, he needs – go ahead, Bob.
Oh, no. No, don't stop in the middle of a sentence like that about Kevin Malberg and expect me to finish it, because what Kevin needs, we could be on here for a while.
Well, we'll see if they can get a couple and make that Alma game even bigger. Where are you headed this weekend?
Well, actually, I'm going to Cozad. I'm ready to see if Cozad's ready to play big boy football against Adams Central. And then I'm going to, on Friday night, Duda, I'm going to see one of the best C2 doubleheaders you're going to see outside of the Final Four at Oakland. You've got Cedar Catholic is going to show up. And then Bergen and Lutheran High Northeast will play. And those games are 14 glorious miles apart. So I get a little bit of a break this week.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, Bob, enjoy the high school football this weekend. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Always appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, you know it. You guys have a good week.
He's a career 300-game winner.
Thanks,
in our
Bob.
Book. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report from our Husker Lunch here on the Doug and Daddy Show at Cunningham's. The Husker Lunch is here on the second floor with your chance to guess the Husker score each week and win Cunningham's cash. Plus, when you come on up, register to win 4 tickets to the Iowa-Nebraska game and certificates to T&M Sporting Goods. And, of course, we'll talk Husker football here with Steve Sipple today. Come on up. Lunch is here, 12 to 1. You don't have to be here at 12 o'clock exactly. You get here at 12:05 or 12:30. We still got lunch. We still got Husker football. Join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Cunningham's. We'll be back. Quick chat with Steve Sipple when we return.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
You are a gamer. You give it your all in everything you do. And you expect the same from your car and other gas equipment, which is why you use Stable Ethanol Treatment. Prevents corrosion from today's ethanol-blended fuels. Cleans the fuel system to keep things running smooth every day, every time. So your equipment and you can give it all you've got. Stable Ethanol Treatment. Use it every fill-up for optimal performance and protection. Now available at Ace Hardware and Tractor Supply.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime.
Doug Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As folks continue to stream in for our Husker lunch, come on up and join us here at the loft at Cunningham's. We've got the barbecue buffet going up, $8.99, and eat as much as you want. It's outstanding here at Cunningham's. Chicken, brisket, pork, barbecue, ribs, try it all. And folks, let's take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question. We've been shoring up the NFL teams. Which team will win the AFC South? Well, it's appropriate that on Jared Crick Day, 60% of our listeners take the Houston Texans.
You know, I like the Texans. I think a lot of people are liking the Colts, but they're going to have a tougher schedule. There's always kind of that sophomore year kind of slide for quarterbacks. So I think the Texans could be very, very solid. You know, they've been hurt the last few years, and they've got the talent to do it. I think I honestly think the Texans could win it all.
60% the Texans, 33% the Colts. We've even got a Titans fan out there, 7% for the Titans. All right, here we go. Which team will win the NFC East? This is always open for debate. You've got Chip Kelly and the Eagles and Michael Vick, but they seemed a little banged up. Everybody loves RG3 and the Redskins. The Giants can never discount them. And Cowboys, you either love them or hate them. Randy, who you got in our Midtown Mark Cooler question? Who wins the NFC East?
You can pick any one of those four and make a case for it. You really, really can. I just think the Giants have been more consistent, so I think the odds of being right picking the Giants is probably a little bit better. So I'll go with the Giants, but I'll tell you, the Cowboys can be right there.
I'm taking them, too. I'm taking the Cowboys.
I am shocked. Not at all.
You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mark of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Vote on who will win the NFC East. We'll give you the results on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. And, of course, Jim Lang will be with me. Fantasy football talk to get your lineup set with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. We've got a lot more lined up as well. Going to talk about the high school volleyball season getting underway tomorrow. And with Jim Lang in, our Super Bowl picks, the highly anticipated only person in the world that had the Super Bowl exactly right on opening day last year. And as we said, Mike Perenio waiting for my prediction
to set the line.
They will be
kind of the power and authority in just what you've established for yourself.
They will be taking those lines down about 5 minutes before and about 20 minutes after my prediction to adjust.
Don't want to have that big earthquake shakeup in the point. Hey, Vegas could close down. You know, if you don't use your power for good and use it for evil, Vegas could shut down.
And don't forget, folks, you can make your predictions. Our Pigskin Pick'em every Friday as well. Go up against me, Jim Langan, or our Friday co-host every Friday for your chance to win Cunningham's Cash, Big Dally's Deli, and a whole lot more. A couple other things. Geno Smith starts for the Jets. Buffalo Bills are going to go with E.J. Manuel. Looks like he is healthy enough to get the nod in the season opener. We talked about the polls yesterday, Nebraska falling number 19 and to number 23. Again, the coaches are saying the right things right now. Seeing on film, things are fixable. As we said, it just depends how long it takes to fix those things. Hastings College Volleyball is at Concordia to open the season tonight. We did mention those high school volleyball rankings. Lincoln Journal Star released D yesterday, C today, A and B tomorrow. In C1, Columbus Scotus is number one. Central Catholic, Lincoln Christian 2, Central Catholic 3. They're both going to be at Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9, and St. Cecilia's second in C2. You've got Minden 4th, Kearney Catholic 5th, Gothenburg 7th, Wood River 8th, St. Paul 10th. Ton of talent in the area. In C2, Lutheran High Northeast 1, St. Cecilia 2, Ord 7, Blue Hill 9. North Platte St. Pat's number one in D1, Bruning Davenport, Shickley 3, Overton 5, Ansley Litchfield 9, Meade number one in D2, with Bertrand 4, Giltner 5, and Lawrence Nelson sitting at number 10. There's going to be some great matches.
That's a lot of local teams. That is a lot of local teams, a lot of local talent. It's going to be a great volleyball season again this year.
And the Connie Yorey-led Husker women have picked up a 6'3 center. Recruit, oral commitment from Darian Washington out of Oakland, California, averaged 16 points, 13 rebounds, 5 blocks a game for her high school team last year. She played with Husker commit Natalie Romeo in the California Stars on the AAU circuit. Oregon, Washington, Oregon State among the teams that were looking to offer her scholarship.
Yeah, and good things happening there. I mean, that program is really, Connie Yorey's really got women's basketball in Nebraska on the fast track.
Folks, just a couple of minutes before we get started here with our Husker Lunch, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on the road this Wednesday. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, wherever the Doug and Daddy Show is, that's where our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth is. And when you get a chance, get online to thinkmidway.com. Check out their great specials. that can take care of you even if you don't need a new or pre-owned vehicle. And if you are looking for that new or pre-owned vehicle, you can see everything that's on the inventory. New vehicles in stock, some starting at under $16,000. How about 2013 trucks, up to $8,800 off the Ram, up to $11,000 off the Silverado? It is the great savings that you can receive every day at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Husker lunches are every Wednesday, and we look forward to you joining us here at Cunningham's and chatting about Husker football. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, is about ready to join the crowd.
He's working the room. He's working the room.
He is working the room. We would hope to get just a couple comments on the air here for you as soon as he makes his way back this way. But again, Steve Sipple 1 week, Sean Callahan the next. And you can check out Sip's great work. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him at Journal Star and Husker Extra, JournalStarSports.com, JournalStar.com/sports. So a lot going on, and we want to thank the folks that joined us here today, including Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, Jared Crick, who is going to get a chance to see significant starting time. He's either going to be on the starting lineup or rotate in as a big-time starter for the Texans in their Monday night game against San Diego on the road. Also want to thank Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep, but pretty fired up. And if you missed any of the interviews, you can go to our podcast sponsored by Cunningham's every day, ESPNSuperstation.com. The show is up just minutes after we sign off the air, and you can hear any of those interviews.
Yeah, it's always good to kind of follow those up, and I look forward to talking to Bob every week and getting updated with football. And Sip, obviously, coming in, a lot of questions about the Wyoming game and Nebraska and how much growth we're going to see between week one and week two. It is that old cliche that the football teams make their greatest amount of improvement between week one and week two, between their first and second games, and Nebraska kind of has that to do on the defensive side. You know, an offense was pretty solid, but defensively, I think is probably where most of the questions are going to come from for Nebraska, which isn't too surprising because I think that's where the questions were when the year began. You just what kind of pass rush were they going to be able to put together? And I don't think those questions have really been answered yet.
Well, we'll get a couple questions with Steve Sipple here on the air on the Doug and Daddy Show. Then we'll turn him over to the crew here at Cunningham's. Again, still plenty of time for you to come up, enjoy the barbecue buffet, and listen and ask questions of Steve Sipple. Sip, I always try to calm the nation. How panic mode is it right now?
You know, it kind of depends who you talk to. I mean, the people in my immediate life aren't panicked, but most of, well, my wife the other day said, I said something, did you see Bo on the sideline? And this is how out of it she is. She said, sideline? What sideline? My wife's not a big football fan. So the people in my immediate life are not panicked at all. I read the message boards. There's a lot of panic. It just kind of depends. It depends where you're, who you're talking to.
How about the coaches? Are they panicked? I mean, they say one thing in their public face, but you know these guys fairly well. Privately, are they worried?
You know what? No. And I'll tell the people here today, and maybe even Bo said it on the – I think he might have said it on the Big Ten coaches conference call. I talked to him yesterday morning early, and he thought – he equated it – the defensive performance to a team missing 20 layups. He says, like, we missed 20 layups. Now, I told him, you got to get some guys who can dunk. you know what? Privately, see, here's the thing, though, Randy and Doug, he's always confident. It's hard to tell with him. He never is not confident. I've never known him, no matter the circumstances. So he's a little hard to read. But I'll tell you this, he has to be, because what's good defense start with? I mean, it starts with that confidence and swagger. Mm-hmm. So he can't publicly or privately, in my opinion, be anything but confident for the sake of his program. So I think he thinks they're all right. He has great respect for Brett Smith. I mean, he gives Wyoming a lot of credit. I think you got to give Dave Christensen a lot of credit. I don't think we do that enough here. I don't think a lot of fan bases give the opponent enough credit. You know, you have a good head coach and a good quarterback and a good plan. You get a lot done against a lot of teams, mm-hmm. especially against a team with that much inexperience.
So, Sip, knowing what you thought you were going to see compared to what you actually saw, startling, surprising, no. Positive or negative, what stood out to you?
Hey, here's the thing. The reason I don't get too shook up is it's about what I expected. Maybe a little worse on offense. But on defense, I mean, I wrote a couple weeks ago, I think they're going to be suspect, vulnerable in the middle of the defense, starting with the tackles, going to middle linebacker, and the safeties. So Wyoming got a lot done up the middle. And those tackles struggled a little bit. And then what happens? Just watch the video. What happens if those tackles are struggling? Then the linemen are on the middle linebacker too fast, and the middle linebacker struggled anyway. Santos, they're not getting as much from the middle linebackers they want right now. They're searching. So think about it. They're young up front in the interior and experienced. One guy, the guy they lean on, is Gimpy. And then you're starting a redshirt freshman and bringing two true freshmen off the bench. And then your middle linebacker's struggling, okay? And you've got two new safeties who are just probably, you know, adequate right now. No, I mean, this is what a lot of this you have to understand is pretty predictable. You know, somehow you gotta find ways to weather it week to week.
A couple years ago against Texas A&M, a couple of bad calls, and Bo Pelini went ballistic. It was not a well-officiated game. You know, when you call roughing the passer penalty on a sack. But it seems to me that Pelini works very hard to stay cool, calm, and collected. Is that just kind of a side that he's trying to develop, or is it because it's a young team and he doesn't want them to get too excited?
I don't know, Randy. All I'd be doing is speculating. We're all similar age here. If I was making major changes in my life, I don't know that I'd go around broadcasting, you know.
Yeah.
And Bo's 45 years old. I mean, he's comfortable with himself. I do think he probably is trying to tone down his sideline behavior or the way he acts on the sideline. I don't think it's because it's a young team necessarily. I think maybe it just speaks to probably his maturity. But a lot of people have been asking me if Bo's changing or, you know, if he's trying to change, not just that, but in other ways. And I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know, but I don't perceive that at all. He's still pretty belligerent when we talk.
That's because he knows you, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. I think I just don't think that Bo is, at this stage of his life, is interested in changing who he is. You know, he's made it work to this point pretty well.
Sip, great to see you. Let's turn you over to the crew here at County Rams.
Appreciate it,
man.
All right, take care, guys.
Steve Sipple, read him every day on the Lincoln Journal Star, and that's going to wrap things up here for the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, thanks to Steve Sipple, Bob Jensen, UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires, and, of course, Houston Texans defensive end and former Husker and Cozad haymaker Jared Crick. Tomorrow, fantasy football, Luke Hoover, a little high school football and volleyball. And Randy, you got a Super Bowl prediction? You're going to bring that in tomorrow?
No, I'll bring it in tomorrow. I'll bring it in tomorrow. I haven't given it a whole lot of thought yet.
We want to thank everybody for joining us on the show. Stop by, see us. We're at the Cunningham's Loft for our Husker Lunch. Till 1 for the Doug and Daddy Show, I'm Doug.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.